The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're also live on Facebook and we'll be on YouTube later. And so I just want to say hello to everybody out there. It's really awesome to connect with you. It's been another very full week for me. I am doing, this is my Tales from the Vector program, which I do on the first Wednesday of every month. I had to think, is it August or is it September? So here we are in September, and this is the first Tales from the Vector. So Tales from the Vector is a project that I started 13 and a half years ago, and it's a series of 64 paintings that are dragons, and it's always been like an oracle. Now I've incorporated these cards in the last, I was sitting today and I was just like, when did I actually bring these cards out? And I started them in 2007 on February 2nd or 1st, 2nd or 1st. And then I've been continuing to paint them since then. So they come to me. I usually take about a year to do them. Today's card, and I'm just looking for it. The painting is too big, so I couldn't put it in, but the card is Courage. So this is the card that came up. I'll just make sure I've got her the right way. There we go. This is the card that came up today, Courage. And this one is about solar plexus energy. And so solar plexus energy is like kind of like our subconscious, like a lot of our child, our inner child that people talk about. So this card actually took me 3 years to paint. It was the longest one. I just got stuck on it. And it's really a very beautiful card because in the end, it's all about courage. And so courage isn't about not having any fear. Courage is about having fear and, you know, moving through that fear, finding a way to move through it and continuing to go after your goals and, you know, and not let your fear stop you. And so this deck, I just love it, you know, because I'm so excited because, like, really, honestly, like, I'm really, really close to getting the last card done. And a couple hours a day, I sit and I play with the cards, and I'm just so grateful because it's been a really, you know, it's been a weird year for everyone. But for me, it was kind of like, oh, okay, like right now, normally, I would be getting ready to do two seminar weekends back to back. I would be having, you know, two live free talk events. I'd be making sure the hotel was done, all of the stuff that you do when you're doing an event. And, you know, I would have already been at the psychic fair and advertising there and meeting with people and all of that. So, the one thing, like I love meeting with people, but now what I realize, like, I thought that I was at a point where I wanted to take one more year of, because I finished the foundation for my Call to Dance program. So I thought, well, I'm going to take one more year and I'm going to go out there with it some more, because I feel that there's no way, I don't care what anyone says, you cannot duplicate being in person. You just, video is great. And so, and in some ways it's better. Like my intention is to take the information now that I've had, like, because really I did have 4 years of sharing my Call to Dance program and the foundation was set. And I do have 20 people that have completed it. And, but like the deck itself was never done. So, you know, and now like, it's like, wow, like the information was done, but the deck wasn't in the, like, so because for my cards, I learned how to do tarot years and years ago, but my goal was to find a way that you could actually use a deck of cards, and you could and instead of like focusing on predicting, because I feel like we can all predict what's, well, we used to be able to predict what was going to happen. So maybe we need cards that can predict for us now. But what I love about these cards is they actually do their, in each card, I've imprinted my energy. Like I've imprinted the 6 months to year to three years for this one card, that all of those energetic shifts. And then I wrote it all down and I put it in a book and all of that, you know, like, and I published that book 5 years ago. So now I realize, oh, wow, I can pull all of this together now. And I've had it in my mind, but if I try to share that with other people, they just kind of, their eyes glaze over, because this is how my mind works. I see things coming in from many, many angles at once. And then I have to decide which of those angles is going to be the one that I'm going to choose now at this moment. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about, because, oh my goodness, I'm going through, like, I just want to say to all of you, you know, although I can't meet with you in public, I am available. I'm still doing 2-for-1 private consultations. And every Thursday night now at 8:30 Pacific time, I have Get Your Shift Together. And you can send that in, just an issue in, and for $40, basically, you can get it energetically shifted. Getting a lot of really good feedback from that. And so I'm happy to do that in that way for people, because I know for some people money is tight. And so, and at the same time now, I'm working on incorporating this information into like a really strong online program. And it hit me last night, like I'm just writing and writing and writing, and at the same time I'm also studying like crazy, because I'm taking the face yoga, and here is like my, this will be the logo for it. I don't know if you can see it 100%. I don't want to move my camera right now, so this information I'm studying, I will be done this course in a month and a half or so. And it has just been like that missing ingredient for me, like that little bit of information that I felt that I was missing. Well, it's not a little bit. It's a lot of information, because my mentor is very, Fumiko is very, very knowledgeable. And I'm taking her information and then I'm incorporating it with the psychosomatic and the energy work. And I'm finding that I can energetically shift people. It's just changed. It's just different again. It's faster. I'm getting it stronger. It's better. And so there's no way I can really explain this until I have time to sit now anyway. And I'm not going to complain because my work's getting faster. it's hard to keep up some days, but like I'm happy about that. So I just want you to all know I'm there for you for the private consultations, 2-for-1. And I'm also there for 3-card consultations. I'm also available for the telespas. And so those are the second Thursday of each month. And that's where I'm incorporating this other information into my Be Irresistible telespas. So it's been really an exciting time for me. And also at the same time, it's been, my days have been extremely full. And I do have to be honest about that. A big part of the reason for that is like, oh my goodness, that lake keeps calling me. and those days are getting a little bit shorter, and the paddleboard season is closing. And I just love it so much. I do so. I was out there yesterday for 2 hours, and I was out there a little bit longer than I planned, because getting home was a little bit more challenging than when I left. And that's kind of what I want to talk about to people right when we come back. I'm available to do 3-card consultations here. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what I'm perceiving right now, why the courage card came back when this comes up, when we come back. And as I said, courage is about being able to face your fears and then move forward. And it feels like a lot of people right now are making some very significant changes in their lives, and they're happening for some people very suddenly. So if that's happening to you, just, calm down, remember to breathe. And, if you would like to get some insight, I would share that with you. We'll be right back. 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Bye for now.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live on Facebook and we're taking your calls if you would like to call in. I know a lot of you are really busy right now with the children going back to school. So I just wanted to send a big shout out to all of our teachers and to the children that are going back to school in the various many ways that children are going back to school. And you know, I've been working with some teachers because in some parts of Canada, children are actually physically going back to school. I'm not sure even here what's been going on school-wise. I think it depends on what the parents want. So, or not so much what the parents want. I wouldn't say that it depends on what the parents want. It's more about like what the parents feel is best for their children at this time. And so that's good for people to be able to have that option. And, you know, what I was just talking about, like with Zach, is that what I'm noticing is that so many people are making, like, are really changing right now. Like more so this month. Well, this month is only 2 days old. But you know what I mean? Like it's because I feel like because it's the traditionally, like we're in harvest now and in Saskatchewan, we would be, you know, bringing the crop off and, or just finishing that up. People are going back to school. A lot of people kind of at the fall, the days get shorter. It's less playful normally anyway. And so people have a tendency to go back to work right now, but like for someone like me, there's no like back to work the way it used to be. So, and that's true for a lot of people. And so even like for these teachers, oh my goodness, like having to figure out, because I'm doing the same thing right now and it is challenging, like to figure out how is it that you can be very personable and get your point across with students online and keep them engaged, keep it interactive, keep, you know, all of that. And it is challenging because it's different. And I don't, people can say whatever they want about that, but I've been to a lot of live events and I've also, you know, I actually haven't taken that many online programs because when I was doing a lot of studying, there weren't that many online programs. So I was kind of like a little bit, I put together my own online program. I think that was 7 years ago, but it just didn't sit right. It didn't feel quite done right, ready, or the way I wanted to do it. And that's what sort of drew me like to this thing where I'm like taking a course because I wanted to take a course from someone that was doing a really good job of it. And then I'm going to, use that course rather do take something I'm interested in and then learn how to like what I liked as a student about taking that course and what I didn't like, etc., and doing it from that angle. But then what happened is what's happening to a lot of people is it was like the universe was just giving me this beautiful gift of like, this is the missing information that you've been not even knowing that was missing. And I'm just loving it. I mean, I'm just loving it because it's just all falling into place. It's like very, very challenging for me. It's tiring to study like this. I haven't done it for a long time, like to this extent. And because it's kind of like integrating my work, it's just totally changing me basically from the inside out. Because now I feel like, okay, it's kind of like having that recipe. You know, my mom used to do this. She was an amazing cook and she'd give you the recipe and then you'd go to make it. And somehow it just felt like there was just a something little not quite right done. And so this last ingredient, now that I have it, I just feel like inside of myself, very complete. And it's changing me. It's changing me in the way that of what I feel like I want to do now and how I want to do it. This is happening for many, many of my clients. Like, and this is really crucial to understand right now. You know, even last week I shared, you know, like just the fact that my daughter had that accident, and it was, you know, a serious accident, and I could have lost her. And people undergo huge changes when something like that happens to them. And so we're all kind of on some, like, it just reminded me. And the card that popped up once again is attachment. And so attachment is about, like, that is Charlotte's Web. And that was in a ceremony I was in, and the spider energy, it was an actual spider sitting on me. And it is a big spider. And this is about attachment. And so when we become attached to everything that, like, we become attached, and it has to be done this way. And if it's not done this way, the way we expect it to, then we're going to say no to the opportunity, and we're not going to go for it, because it's not presenting itself in the way. And so even on today's show, this show isn't going the way I thought it was going to go either, because I realized that, you know, I could have swung it towards the teachers and starting school and made it more logical. But because everybody is going to school to be able to move forward in a way, like, our children are being educated so that they can, you know, become what, or do what they want to do someday. But if this is how the world is, they're not, I mean, nobody's doing what they want to do right now. Is that, when is that going to change? And how is that going to change? And how is that going to affect especially our little children? And that's why I feel like, I don't know, where did I put the card? But you guys all saw it, the courage card. That is about the subconscious mind. That is about, by the time you're 6 or 7, your mind is formed. So what we're doing with these little children right now is forming their minds for forever. And when they have an argument with their husband or wife, you know, 20 years from now, they're going to be arguing at, like, they're, you know, social distancing, and that changes people. It's changed me significantly. I see it in many ways. I mean, and I'm not even someone that, I mean, I haven't even noticed that much of a difference in my everyday life, because I work from home anyway. So I understand, for a lot of people, like, I want you to really, really understand that you have to really allow yourself, like, that's what this attachment card is about. It's about allowing yourself to really sit down and decide, like, what are you still wanting to keep, and what are you wanting to let go of, and where are you wanting, what direction are you wanting to take your life in? And it just drew me to this manual here, because this is about getting what you want. And so this is like the different ways that people can really get messed up with this. So, because many people have experienced this, like at Christmas or at birthdays, etc. You know, the marketing before, like, you're, you know, like, the toy is going to be amazing, and it's going to do this, and there's music, and there's, you know, sound effects, and it's, oh my goodness, and there's kids laughing, and they're all together, and then you get it in the box, and it just, there's, you know, it's kind of sitting there. And so it's about getting what you want, and then kind of realizing, you know, what if I don't really want this. This isn't what I wanted. Even if it showed up and it was exactly what you always wanted 6 months ago, now you might be looking at it and say, I don't want that anymore. I don't want that anymore. What am I supposed to do with that? So give it to somebody who does want it and recognize that people do not go through, as a collective, what we are going through right now without significant changes happening. And those can be very challenging, but they don't have to be taken as positive or negative. Our co-host has decided to join us today. You can come on the show. She hasn't been on the show for a while because she got that new condo, the big box, and now it's outside. So she likes to in her cat one. So she's been loving that. It's okay, Stella. You sit still. So she's undergoing a lot of change too because she can really feel like when I'm upset, she really feels it. And so if you know, if I'm concerned or worried, like she'll like that's how animals are. That's how our children are. And so we want to really strengthen this and just send a big wave of love out to everybody, you know. And if you're like really, if you really worked really, really hard, like I put a lot of time and energy into my live events. Like I probably gave over 1,000 free live events in the last 15 years all around the world. And it was one of my favorite things to do. And that was a choice because I understand. And see, this is something like this work that I'm doing, I'm choosing to do this out of service. And so it's kind of one of those things where it's not something you just drop because you don't want to do it anymore or because it gets hard or, you know, I have a certain responsibility and we all do. And so, you know, if you have what, like if you've been working really diligently towards something, it's okay, love. And it feels like it's falling apart right now. You could entertain the idea that, you know, maybe the world doesn't actually go to entropy, but that it actually maybe just maybe things are falling into place. Like for me right now, I feel like the universe just saved me a year. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're talking about Tales from the Vector. We're talking about getting what you want, not getting what you want, and how to deal with these challenging times, especially if you're a teacher right now. God bless you. We'll be right back. 1-800-930-2819.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232. or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're live on Facebook. We are talking today about Tales from the Vector. I'm just choosing cards out of my deck shifting some energy. My co-host here, Stella, has decided to participate for the first time in the last month. She decided to go on the government program and quit work for a while. So yeah, we have someone calling or that left him wants to have something energetically shifted. And so, I don't have a baseline from you, but thank you for sending this in, Danielle. This is really significant because you're expressing what so many people are expressing right now. So what you're saying is this a question shifting show? I love it. Yes. A lot of shift happens on this show. And it might happen after also, just so you know. Energetically, what happens is when people energetically shift, and I'm using this energy from this person because she's expressing her issue is that like nothing is really feeling right, basically, is what's coming up. And so she's saying that she feels so angry and irritable and impatient, hungry, tired and exhausted. So, and yet her life is really pretty good. And is it external? Yes, it's external influences. So I talk a lot about that authentic self triad, the body, the soul, and the spirit. And you know, you want that to be really balanced. So we're just going to stretch, like just everybody, just if you take a deep breath in and just realize, like center yourself, because if you are off center and you're a mom, your children automatically are going to be off center. They're just going to be off center. And so once a mom decides for herself, that, and this is the card that came up during the break. And I love it. These two cards came up. Like we had the attachment, like being attached to the way things were, being attached to what you thought you were going to be when you grew up. I never thought I was going to be a squirrel mom. That wasn't on my bucket list. This card came up also, and this is joy. And this will be the High Priestess card in when this becomes the Oracle. And so this is actually about Isis. And underneath the King's Chamber in the Pyramid of Giza, there the Queen's Chamber is underneath. And when Leroy Malouf and I were in Egypt, and we both were in the sarcophagus, just came down from the King's Chamber, and we were at a time where we were in between two revolutions. There wasn't a whole lot of people there. So we had time that we could sit, and we were at the Queen's Chamber, and we both just sat and cried because we felt, don't mind my notes on here. This is how I work. I'm playing with the deck and figuring out where my major arcana is. So when we were sitting at the Queen's Chamber, it just, all this beautiful love came and we both just sat and we wept. We like, I can't even explain the feeling. And so, and it was a mother's love. And so the best thing you can do for your children is stop worrying. Stop worrying. I know that sounds really easy. I wrote a book about it, you know, and like I've said in the last few times, like even then, even though I know better, it you know, it's sort of like a mother's go-to is worry. And so we're going to just strengthen everybody that, you know, can be, because it's very important that a mother can see a brilliant future for her children. So you didn't mention how old your children are. So if you're listening, you know, and you want to let Zach know how old your children are, because it sounds like your no offense, but it sounds like you're behaving like a toddler. And, you know, like, let me read those words again. Hungry, tired, exhausted, angry, irritable, impatient. And is this external? Should I be more resilient? You know, what's going on? Well, basically what you're expressing would be what a normal, healthy adult who went to school and learned science would be questioning right now. So this is not anything wrong with you. Nothing wrong with you. I feel that, wow, like I feel like sometimes people are really missing the boat. You know, like I have my Float Your Boat program that will be part of my new online program. But what I was showing people in that is that, you know, I divided the aspects into life into the categories of the horoscope, which represent different stages of life we're going through. And it's no wonder that you're that you feel like a toddler that can't have what you want, that's being told no, because that's kind of what's happening. So we're just going to strengthen everybody to that. I mean, you know, sometimes I feel like sitting down on the floor and screaming like a toddler and throwing a fit right now too. But it's, you know, I mean, go do that. Do it somewhere, because when you're an adult and you do that, you need to go find a place safe out in the middle of the field somewhere. You know, someone will probably have a drone anyway. But what I'm saying is, like, people need, like, suppressing this. A lot of people are suppressing right now. They're, instead of facing, they're suppressing. And this happens many, many times when we're under a great deal of stress. And people don't really, because most people are really actually handling this quite well. The vast majority are like, you know, the vast majority of people don't want to be fighting and killing each other. And, oh my God, like, you know, but I think sometimes what people are missing is the bigger point as to, like, you know, like, if we were to go back to normal, like, why don't you give yourself permission? That's another card. See, like, this is the attitude is the other card that came up. So attitude, this is shooting star. And so the thing about attitude is, if you wish upon a star, it means you're wishing. And you wouldn't be wishing if you already had what you wanted. So you have to, if you're wishing for something, it kind of puts you in a wishing loop where you're always wishing for what you want. We want to put you in a place where there's an affirmation of what you want. But I'm finding like that, like that's what I'm talking about here is like, in, you know, people are really confused right now. Because what they used to want, they don't necessarily want anymore. And what used to be like, oh my God, it's so crucial that I get this done, is like, well, I'm not even allowed to if I wanted to. I want to go see my daughter. Can't. I want to go see my friends. Can't. So You know, at that point, you have a choice where you can be in a place where you could be really resentful and you could have a really bad attitude, or you could be, excuse my phone ringing, I forgot to turn it off. It's not uncommon actually for my phone to ring a lot, all my phones to ring when I'm doing the radio show, because people forget I'm having the radio show sometimes, but they can feel that I'm really moving a lot of energy. And so right now, I just want to thank you, Danielle, for pointing out how you are feeling. And this is a lot of this is coming up for a lot of people right now. And so what I want to do is just everybody recognize you're not, if you don't label this good or bad, like your behavior, basically, and you really look at it and you start to realize, where is this really coming from? I'm finding that a lot of people, and this is why I'm saying, like, be really gentle on yourself, but don't be a fool. Be a tool. Not the bad kind of tool. But don't be a fool. Like, don't throw this opportunity away right now where you're being given an opportunity to really look at, you know, what do I want? And this is what, like, I have so many people contacting me right now for private consultations because they don't know what they want. Well, if you don't know what you want, then you know what you don't want. It's the opposite of that. Start from there. We'll be right back after this short break. But thank you so much, Danielle, for expressing for all of us how a lot of us are feeling. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this and draw a few cards. I still have time for a reading if any, or a consultation if anybody wants one. 1-800-930-2819. Lots of love out there to our wonderful teachers and our beautiful children. We'll be right back.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth, and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money. Meaning, your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Learn to love more fearless with me, Kate, through fun, lively, real conversations as I interview expert guests who have charted a course out of the darkness into the light. Listen live every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To connect with me and check out my work as an intuitive healer, guide, and coach, visit LoveMoreFearlessIntuitive.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're also live on Facebook and we'll be on YouTube later. And we have I'm doing Tales from the Vector, three-card consultations, sending out all amazing vibes to all the teachers out there and the students. And we have a caller, Danielle. And thank you, Danielle, for filling in the missing blanks. You have a 6-year-old and you have a 10-year-old and you plan to homeschool and garden. And I'm like, woohoo, that's what I've been doing. It was really interesting because I found myself when I moved here, like I was just telling Zach from Saskatchewan, like I never, if we went to a lake, I mean, it would maybe take us a couple hours if we were lucky and we maybe got to go once a year. And it was always like LJ-ish and kind of cold and lots of mosquitoes. And my parents were not campers and neither of them knew how to swim. So here I can get my paddleboard pumped up because I found out, unfortunately, the inflatable ones, you do have to still inflate a little bit if you leave them on the cart. But I can get down to the lake in 15 minutes walking with my cart. With my paddleboard, be on the lake in 5 minutes and go out there for an hour and a half. And it's, you can see all the way to the bottom and it's clean. And it's like, for me, ha, this is heaven. Pure heaven. I actually feel kind of like holy or something because I'm walking on water. But I'm joking when I say it, but like it feels kind of like that. It's just such a good feeling. And like when you start hitting the waves and stuff. So I feel it's really important that, I'm getting what's happening is, like I said, we're going back to our subconscious mind. So what you want to do as a mother right now, and especially if you're homeschooling, I'm getting it would be very important to set up a schedule, set up a room. If you can, set up times and make it very organized and don't expect to be like put in a 6-hour day like you would at school because you don't need to. And teaching, see, years ago when I first moved here and I was doing all this and like, oh my God, you can grow things here. Like I was in the agricultural industry for like 18 years married to a farmer. So we had lots and lots and lots of acres, but not in the way that I wanted to do it. Like here, I have all brought in all organic dirt and I'm growing vegetables and I'm growing flowers and stuff. And I'm seeing like animals coming and going and hummingbirds and stuff. Like, I'm just like, for me, what so many people I see here, there's people that live here and they never go to the lake. I'm like, what? And they go to the gym instead of using the gym. It just blew, like for me, like I'm just like, see, because I never had this. And now that I have it, I never knew I wanted this. So like, but now that I have it, I would be really sad to lose it, you see? But if I never ever had it, I would have never known how important it is to me. And so that's kind of what I mean by the opportunities. And I've always felt like, so I was sharing a lot of pictures of my yard and I promised that I was going to do that. I was I was talking about putting my yard in the garden tour that they have and it was canceled. So I have to send pictures to her of the yard. And I did 29 projects in the last 5 months. So I'll send that out to everybody. But I used to in my newsletters quite often, I'll send out like, different pictures of my yard. And a woman emailed me one time and she said, why are you doing that in your newsletters? And I said, because I probably had the ugliest fence in the whole city. And I was showing people how I could take that. And because it had a fence inside the fence and it would have cost me almost the same to haul away what I had than to build a new one than to keep it there and grow a bunch of vines on it and have it for border-free bees. And so that's how my mind thinks, like what is the best solution where you're the least waste etc. So it's about becoming efficient. And so the sooner that we can let go of, like, you know, the attachments that we have and have a really strong attitude right now, you might be pleasantly surprised. Like, I'm getting that you're a really good teacher. And of course your children are bothered. Who isn't bothered? We, you know, as children, just so everybody knows, children under the age of 10 basically are just acting out what their parents are going through. And if the parents are acting out what the grandparents went through, and there has been no resolution for generation after generation after generation, you can imagine that these temper tantrums that you're talking about start having a lot of torque. And so we're just going to strengthen this for all the choices out there. Zach, are we at the end of the show now?
We have about 4.5 minutes, 5 minutes.
Okay, that was just Stella giving me the wrong information. yeah, so we want to really strengthen this for everybody, because maybe, like, for some children that maybe were being bullied at school, maybe this is perfect for them. And there's also this other element there where I've always felt like it's very beneficial to learn how to garden and plant seeds and how to be able to collect seeds and this, you know, and to do things for nature and look after things. And so it's important that we face ourselves head on, and we're going to see some real ugly stuff about ourselves. And, you know, as a collective, we're going to see some of those ugly things, but there's also amazing, beautiful things happening. And I wanted to mention one of those beautiful things that has happened is our wonderful Jessica, who we love so much from Pat's team here on Transformation Talk Radio. I just wanted to say to you, congratulations to you and your wonderful partner. I'm so happy that you're finally hitched. Finally, I don't even know how long you're engaged. But through all this, I know weddings are a little bit more challenging. And so I just wanted to say to both of you, lots and lots and lots of love and, you know, happy, happy days ahead of you. You know, congratulations on getting married. And you were really close to my stomping grounds in Montana. The land that we farmed is right on the U.S. border there. So I would have loved to been a fly in the wall there. So yeah, this is kind of for all of us. Like, if we just, like, be willing to look at yourselves, be willing, because there might be some skills, like, deep down that you maybe just didn't really realize you had, and that those might come out now because there's been a block put on what you were told you should do, or what you could do, or what you would do since you were, like, little. And now it's kind of like a bit of a free for all. And so we could allow ourselves to become the best versions of ourselves. And, but that requires also, like, I was really, really upset the other day. I mean, it takes a lot for me to, like, but, like, I was like, okay, if I see one more mask laying on the ground outside my place and I have to pick it up and dispose of it properly, like, I'm talking lots of masks all over the place. Fundamentally, if people don't take responsibility here, because it doesn't matter whether or not you're wearing a mask because you have to, or else you can't go into that store and you're pissed off and you throw it down. That's actually, like, just someone who should get a littering ticket, you know, basically. But if you're actually a person that believes that there is a pandemic and that you're going to die from this, and you wear a mask and then you just throw it out the window and some little kid picks it up off the street, that's kind of like a new level of, like, who are we protecting here? And so, you know, these things are really important, that we are responsible for our actions, and we also allow ourselves to be better. Zach, where are we?
We're at the end here.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you. Please dispose of those masks responsibly. Bye for now. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.